WCasting Productions presents Distortion, an original radio play by Edoc Namelock. Dimension F, City Grove.
Point 5610 dimension double A fraction tear and fluctuation rip 2. What the hell? None of these figures make any sense. Computer, how much longer until the scan is complete?
Dimensional anomaly scan is now at 20%. Estimated time to completion 4 hours 24 minutes 31 seconds.
Okay, fine. Lana, have you finished printing out the DA info yet?
Lana!
I said, have you finished printing the DA info yet? Oh, what's this? WCastingQuizzes.com. What anime girl are you? What the hell is this?
A super fun quizzy? You wanna take it?
No, I don't wanna take it! So where's the information?
In the computer box?
And where did I ask you to put it?
On some paper.
And why did I ask you to put it on the paper?
Because the world's very existence may rest on what you can figure out from it.
Mm-hmm. And?
Something happens to the computer, we currently wouldn't have any backups of the info!
And that would be...
bad?
Good. Now get to work! The things I have to put up with... Okay, let's see here. Computer, what is the scan's progress?
The dimensional anomaly scan has frozen at 20%. Please reboot your system and begin again.
No!
Dimension R, City, Hope.
Citizens continue to live in fear as Joe's Cafeteria became number 5 in a recent string of buildings that have already randomly deteriorated within the last month. Witnesses claim the process happened within seconds as a purple glow seemed to engulf the once frequented establishment. People are living in fear, most of them assuming the disappearances are the beginning of the wrath of God. Also engulfed in the glow was owner Joe Stevens, who opened the cafeteria with his father in 1976. Stevens was 54.
That's all you hear about nowadays. The end is near. Ha! They don't know shit. I bet it's some government conspiracy. Just like aliens, ghosts, and JFK. You hear what I'm saying, buddy?
Armageddon? Interesting. Pam!
I mean, sure, this stuff is happening all over the world. But our government is a tricky one.
Hey there, Seth Dog.
Hey!
Did you figure out what you want to go with that coffee there?
Yeah, I'll have the chicken sandwich with fries instead of chips.
I gotcha. What do you think, Sethy? Do you really think it's the end of the world?
I hope not. I'd have to find a new place to keep all my stuff.
Okay. One chicken sandwich coming up, doll.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm talking to you.
You're always talking, Alan.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Go on.
Dimension L.
And snapped. I mean, he's never yelled at me before.
Spare some change, mister.
Oh, sure.
Hey, get back here! Thief! Out of the way!
Oh, well. Here you go. Happy holidays to you. In fact, here's another dollar.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Happy holidays, mister.
You're welcome.
Damn, Alice. There's one thing I'll never get used to about living here. It's the damn rats.
For being so damn old, you sure do act like a baby sometimes.
Huh? Oh, it's you. I thought you were staying home tonight.
No, I told you that I worked today. And I see you forgot to get groceries, too. You know, I realize that you don't have to eat, but I haven't quite reached that stage in my development yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I'll do it tomorrow.
Parker!
Don't snap at your mentor.
All right, whatever. I'll just have to have milk for dinner again, I guess.
See? There you go.
Ah, here we are. Home sweet home.
You'd figure we could afford to live somewhere other than an abandoned restaurant in a nearly abandoned downtown district.
Oh, quit complaining. You know your training needs the seclusion. You've been awfully snappy lately. I've been wondering if it's gotten to you, too, or if you're just naturally this cranky around the holidays.
It?
Yeah, whatever's been getting into... well, everything lately.
Huh?
Things have been different lately. Not exponentially different, but just slightly. You know? Ever since that light appeared last month, I've noticed it. People seem more hostile. More hopeless.
Oh, here we go again. That Parker Guardian Institution crap. You've been wrong many times before, old man.
It's more than that. I mean, look at the weather. It's rained for nearly 4 days straight. It barely even rains once every 3 months in this place.
Well, I've heard it said that reality is fragile. Even the slightest tear can be felt.
I'm impressed. That's very profound. Where'd you hear that?
Fortune cookie.
Quite right, I don't know why. All I know is something's wrong.
You've been listening to Distortion, Episode 1, written and produced by Edoc Namwa of W Casting Productions. The voices are, in order of appearance, Wildfire as the narrator, Cassie as a chica, Juliana as Lana, Lou as the computer and newscaster, Tomamoto as Alan, the angry driver and the homeless man, Masahiko as Seth, Jiri as Pan, Kiri as Woman 1, Tanasha as Woman 2, Sailor Aaron as Woman 3, Song as the store owner, Tomo as a thief, Edoc Namloff as Parker, and Regan as Elise.